And now we zoom in on a water restoration project in southwest Wyoming, the headwaters of the Colorado River system that serves about 40 million people downstream. The goal is to restore the surrounding habitat and ultimately hold water on the landscape longer, a problem that's plaguing all of the West. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports, one way to address that? Humans acting like beavers.
Turn right onto Sage Creek Road, then you will arrive at your destination.
Off a Sweetwater County highway on a gravel road is Nick Walrath. He's standing by his truck, coffee cup in hand.
You've got a fish on your mug.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was from my daughter. She drew it. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, yeah. She did a good job.
A trout?
Yeah, that's a brown trout.
Walrath is all about fish and the outdoors. He's born and raised in Wyoming and works for Trout Unlimited, a nonprofit that focuses on keeping creeks and rivers healthy, not just for fish, but other wildlife and humans too.
Water is, you know, the most valuable asset in the West.
That's because drought has plagued the West for more than 20 years. So holding on to that water is key, which is what Walrath and his team are trying to figure out how to do here.
Where we're going today is Sage Creek. So Sage Creek is a tributary to Flaming Gorge.
And Flaming Gorge is the first major water reservoir along the Colorado River system. This project, fueled in part by a $1.5 million federal grant, aims to restore about 5 miles of it. We drive to a spot where the issue is on full display.
You can see these big cliffs. This Sage Creek is down cut over the last, 50, 60 years.
It's like a mini Grand Canyon. Sandy 20-foot walls tower over a small creek. It should be a lazy, meandering stream at normal ground level. But over the years, fire, drought, decline in beaver populations, and even fluctuations in the Flaming Gorge Reservoir have degraded the habitat, causing the creek to carve deeper and deeper into the land.
The goal of this project is to get the bottom of Sage Creek lifted up to where it used to be.
Lifting the creek lets water soak into the surrounding desert landscape. Vegetation grows for wildlife and livestock. Fish seek out the slower, cooler water. But to recreate that oasis takes time and hard work. We drive upstream to take a peek at what's already been done.
Oh, this looks like a fun crew.
Yeah.
And bump into a carload of some tired but passionate travelers.
How's it been? Couple days, yeah?
Hard work, but hard work well spent.
19-year-old Grace Piper of Casper and the 6 others are with the Wyoming Conservation Corps. They just spent the past 9 days on this project, basically building beaver dams to help lift the creek.
Yeah, weaving willows through posts. And stuffing them down so the water table raises and the current isn't so strong. And we just create a wall.
When they first showed up, the creek was at their ankles. But 19-year-old Autumn Pryor of Cheyenne says in some places it's now at their hips, which lets the surrounding landscape act like a giant sponge.
And so you can see how instead of it just being dry, it's covered in that little bit of water just as we were wanting. And as time goes on, it'll continue to bring water into that area.
And ideally, encourage beavers to move in and take over the manual labor side of things, which at least this human crew would be happy to hand over.
What was the song that you kept listening to after we hiked back?
Beer Never Broke My Heart. I played that on repeat while cooking burgers for
about
an hour and a half. Hour and a half of that song.
Long neck,
ice cold beer never broke my heart. Something like that.
We part ways and Walrath drives us upstream. We can see the man-made beaver dams for miles.
So we were just at dam 110. Mm-hmm. We're going to go up to dam 1.
Which they built in 2020 and is ground zero for the project and a testament to show that it can work. At the site, it's an oasis in the desert. Lush green vegetation is surrounding the creek. There's large pools of water, baby ducks swimming, fish darting.
We built a small beaver dam in that was probably a foot or so. And then the beavers have built a 4 to 5 foot dam kind of on top. And now it's nearly up to grade of where the stream used to be historically.
That's the vision. Build the man-made dams, restore the waterway's health, and have the beavers take over. Something Walrath thinks could play out over the next decade or so. And while it's just a little slice of the pie along the Colorado River system, Walrath says it's a model that could easily be recreated. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Sweetwater County.